Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. WTM, developing accessible tourism makes business sense. Investing in the accessible tourism sector can yield a return of $13 for every dollar invested. The development of accessible tourism facilities and activities is recognized as a sound business strategy, as discussed by delegates at the World Travel Market London. Ryan Smith, the founder of the Access Agency, emphasized that investing in the accessible tourism sector can yield a return of $13 for every dollar invested. He noted that 25% of inbound tourists to Australia have specific access needs, stating, "When executed effectively, you ensure that no one is excluded and that potential revenue is maximized. This demographic is loyal, tends to stay longer, and travels during off-peak seasons. The industry may be slow to adapt, but it will ultimately do so." During the DEAI summit at WTM, he spoke about the positive changes in attitudes towards disability, advancements in government policies, technology, and representation, remarking, "We are beginning to see individuals with disabilities represented in media and leadership roles. The stigma surrounding disability is gradually diminishing." Smith illustrated how adaptive equipment enables wheelchair users to enjoy outdoor experiences, referencing examples from Australia and his travels to locations like Machu Picchu in Peru. Additionally, Australian public agencies are working on creating accessible beaches and have established a directory that lists over 70 such locations, which provide beach wheelchairs and specialized equipment. Other amenities include discovery tents and all-terrain wheelchairs available in Victoria. He advised, "If I were a tour operator or involved in developing tourism products, I would certainly consider how to incorporate these elements into my offerings." Queensland has proclaimed 2023-24 as the year of accessible tourism, in anticipation of Brisbane hosting the Paralympics in 2032, which has led to increased funding for inclusive and accessible outdoor experiences. "We are seeing the private sector start to lean into this as well," he said, pointing to examples such as hot air balloons that feature an easy access basket, a farm offering glamping, and a crocodile boat tour. Smith also urged operators and destinations to incorporate sustainability and Indigenous experiences into their accessibility strategy, adding, "This is really where product is going in the future." He noted how accessible tourism is going mainstream as it is being featured by aggregators such as Will the World, while the likes of Airbnb and Get Your Guide offer filters for accessibility features. Earlier in the DEAI summit, delegates heard how focusing on employees' strengths can pay dividends, during a discussion with Mark Julian Edwards, CEO of the Strengths Explorer. He said the attraction and retention of talent in the industry is the number one hot topic, adding, "If we have a culture where people feel included, they are going to give more. People who lean into their strengths have a 3 times higher quality of life." He assessed the strengths of his panelists, Joe Rzymoska, who brings 40 years of experience to her own consultancy Javolution, which helps organizations to create better teams through more diversity, and Rosina Budhani, senior account director at PR firm Palm. Rzymoska has Woo winning others over and maximizer strengths, while Palm has developer and futuristic qualities among her strengths. "If you have a diverse team, you have a better team," said Rzymoska, who helped Celebrity Cruises to increase its ratio of female officers from 2% to 32%. She also set up employee resource groups so staff learned about different types of people within the company, and led a marketing project to create a photo library of real guests on cruises rather than stereotypical heterosexual parents with 2.4 kids. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.